Good morning. Getting a little bit of a late start today. So there's a lot of light going on, but luckily this light bulb behind me is blue. So that is awesome. So I wanted to talk about the idea of getting back on track. And this became abundantly clear. This is what I'm going to talk about after spending a week on vacation and getting off track and then being a weekend away at a work retreat and with unexpected or even expected life events coming up, it can be very hard to stay in your routine. So between vacation, house moving, retreat, I fell off track when it came to producing writing content and my workouts. And this is very common to happen in any part of your life when things are just a little bit more, there's a little more things on your plate. And there's a couple things that you can do in this situation is I know some folks will just grind through. They will keep their plate a full because they know that some stuff will fall off eventually. And there's people like me that will drop things that are not as important in the moment and then hopefully pick them up later on. That is more what I'm talking to today. If you're one of those people that can just grind through and just keep your plate full for a little bit, that is awesome. Cool. Good for you. Kudos. I don't think that's most people. But for those people that end up kind of dropping some things, it's how do you get those things? How do you pick them back up? Now, for me, my experience, a lot of times it was so that was my workouts and that was my writing, my relaxing time, my reading in the morning. And what I find to be helpful is keeping a part of it, meaning I don't let everything go. So being healthy is important to me. Educating myself is important to me. So I did the bare minimum. I still watched what I ate, so I didn't completely fall off track. And I still tried to read 15 to 20 minutes every morning versus my 30 to 40 minutes. So I kept a little piece of that good habit or something I've been working on. And that is important. I don't want to let everything go, but I want to keep a piece of it because that allows me to then slowly increase those aspects. And I'm not so far removed from that habit that it becomes increasingly hard to get back on track. So that would say that is step number one. And then step number two is get back in the routine of actually writing things down, making a checklist. Because if before you were just kind of going off a play sheet in your head, write it down. Actually, write down what you're going to get done for the day until it starts becoming a habit. And so, I'm going to write down packing my gym bag, going to the gym, or eating healthy. Whatever you let fall off. For me, it was writing. So I have to write down, hey, I'm going to write today, and this is what I'm going to write about, or I'm going to work out today, and getting back on track by actually writing it down or telling someone using that accountability until you get back on that routine. It usually takes a week or so, depending on how far off track you are. And by keeping those little good habits that I talked about before, not letting everything go, it still allows that motivation of positivity, meaning I know I was watching what I was eating or I was reading, so I can pick up versus I just let everything go for a couple weeks. It's going to be very hard, or not very hard, but just more discouraging to get started again. And so those are my two tips for getting back on track once you've become off track with your goals. So tip number one, try to keep one or two things that were part of that old habit. And tip number two, write them down, make an action list for a short period of time until it just becomes back into your daily routine. That is all I have. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. If you have any questions or comments, please leave them down below. I will answer them. And as always, check out my website at joshwilliamsfitness.com for my latest news. Hopefully, I'll be getting some new stuff up this week as I get back on track this week. So enjoy the day, and I will see you guys all soon.